My dear brothers and sisters, when times of true difficulty come, we can see the best and the worst of human heart. And we see that, for example, in the recent tragedies at the south of the United States of America. Times of struggle, huge floods, so many new poor, so many people in need. And what we see is that everyone is looking for their own interest. In times of difficulty, human beings become really, really selfish. It was all the same for the people of God, the people of Israel. They had just come back from the exile. They were coming back and seeing again their land. Of course, a land that had become wilderness. And there was so much work to do. Lots of work. Planting, sowing, looking after the cattle, trying even to get some food. But the point is that after they had settled down and they had paneled houses, it looks that paneled houses were a sort of luxury at the time. Well, they had very beautiful, fancy houses to the standards of the time, but they had forgotten completely the house of the Lord. I suppose God is able to understand that we seek what we need in times of great distress. If we are suffering deep need, it is understandable that breathing and overcoming starving and quenching thirst, of course that comes first. Housing, well, that comes first. The problem being that after getting that, we keep the same attitude and we easily see the world as our only goal. We forget the plan of the Lord. We forget His plan, which is leading us beyond what we can see, beyond immediate needs, beyond immediate appetites as well. The Lord, therefore, is teaching these people through the voice of Prophet Haggai, please reflect upon your own life. Give careful thought to your ways. What are you doing? And mainly, more importantly, what are you getting? What you get is what you were expecting. Is that the actual result? Is what you were expecting and desiring? The deepest message is you cannot achieve your true goal, your real goal. You cannot achieve that without the Lord. If you avoid God, you're avoiding your own success. You can get something. You can get paneled houses. But your true goal is only in the hands of the Lord. And only walking alongside Him, you'll be able to achieve your true goal.